We welcome to Star 94.1 our guest, Isaiah Thomas, or Stellar Award winner, Isaiah Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Jay. I'm blessed. How you feeling down there, man?
I am blessed myself. First of all, how does it make you feel when folks say Stellar Award winner, Isaiah Thomas? How does it make you feel?
Well, Jay, to God be the glory, man. We won last year, Song of the Year, with I Will Bless the Lord, with Byron Cage performing that. And so we're kind of getting used to the Stellar Award, and then, you know, God decided to bless us this year with another Stellar. So, man, we are excited, and we're humbled, and, you know, we give God all the glory.
When you hear your name called, do you get nervous?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In fact, I was sharing with my wife that, you know, we was trying to be all cool this year. You know, this year we walked in with, you know, we was cool and mellowed out, and, you know, I was determined not to be excited as I was last year, this year. And, man, you know, I was cool until they said my name, and then I started getting dizzy, and the place started spinning again.
Oh, man.
But yeah, man, you know, it's just something you never really get over, man. I get nervous every time they call my name, Jay.
Where were you when you wrote I Will Bless the Lord?
Wow, that's good. We did, we wrote that song, man, during a very, very trying time in my marriage. We were going through major financial difficulty. My second son had just been born, and my wife couldn't work, and we wouldn't really making money like that. And I'll never forget, I sat down at the keyboard one night trying to figure out, man, how are we going to get through this week? And God gave me that song to bless him at all times, no matter what state you're in. Always have an attitude, always have a posture of praising God. And that's where that whole melody came from, man, and we just kind of put it together, and it has really become a blessing to us now.
Can we expect big things to come from the district?
I think that this is the season for the metropolitan area. If you really look at the nominees this year, I think D.C. made history with having more artists from the metropolitan area than ever before in the history of the Stellar Awards. And so I think that this is nothing but the tip of the iceberg. I think that this is our season in this area, and I've been preaching it on radio here, and I just believe that this is our season. I think Washington, D.C., the metropolitan area, is coming together now in a way that we've never seen. Artists are not competing against one another. They're not hating on you, but people are coming together. They're supporting one another. They're pushing one another. And the artists that have paved the way for the new artists are being supportive now. And I think that had a lot to do with, you have your Richard Smallwoods, who are now pushing the young artists to go forth. And that sort of thing we haven't seen in the past. And so I really do think that there are going to be greater things coming out of the district.
Isaiah, how do you keep things together? You're married. You have three kids. Your choir, Elements of Praise.
Yes.
How do you just keep things together?
Well, sometimes it can be a challenge. I'm also the minister of music of the New Samaritan Baptist Church, where my pastor is Bishop Michael V. Kelsey, for State Bishop of Full Gospel. And that is a task within itself. And so, one, I have a pastor who understands the industry, so to speak. And so he does not hold me with cufflinks, with chains, but he allows me to go out and produce. We have a production company, Goodfellas Music Group, who is going to be pretty busy this year. And also, of course, the songwriting. We're writing for Dottie this year, Martha Manizzi, others. And so I have a pastor that really understands, and not only does he send me, but he sends me with his blessings. And I think that makes the difference, and it takes the stress off of having to be in place every Sunday. I have a great staff at the church. Dr. Carla Barnes is my music administrator, and also I have the best band in the country, man. They're always so supportive of what I'm doing as well as the church ministry. And so that makes it easy and makes me be able to do what I do without any stress at all. So when I'm getting ready to do a record or we're getting ready to tour off this album, I don't really go through with a lot of challenges that other musicians or ministers of music may be faced with. I've been blessed to be in just such a wonderful position that my church supports me. And, man, when I came home from winning this Stella, man, they gave me a standing ovation, and then they're doing a celebration for us. And so I think that makes it easy, Jay. So I'm not stressed. I'm moving a lot, but I'm not stressed out. And then, of course, every moment, every chance I get, you know, I'm always with my family, man. We do everything together. I mean, those are my sons are all teenagers now. So now they're not just my sons, but they're my hanging buddies. And so every chance I get, if they're not traveling with me, in fact, we don't travel alone anymore. I don't go anywhere by myself. You're either going to see my wife or one of my sons with me, because they help me and they keep me together. And so, yeah, man, it's a good life, man. I have no complaints in that area, Jay.